more locker room chats here. And now we have Riverside head coach Bryce Payton with us. Coach, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Get to talk about some football, so that's always a good thing, right? We're taking a look at your guys' team. We're hoping for a step in the right direction here this season with Beckham Griffin taking over the starting quarterback role after losing Kobe Davis, who apparently they're related, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. And are you seeing flashes of Kobe's game in some of Beckham's play in practice?
Yes and no. I mean, Kobe did so much for us, and he had he was able to think kind of like us the last couple years, but physically, you know, there's days where it's like I forget that I don't have Kobe on my team anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he was a guy I guess had for a long stretch of time, so completely different now this year. So next to him will be a couple of guys here, and Percy Duncan and Elijah Moore, a couple of shifty backs. How are you liking their play?
I like it. We're able to kind of move Percy around a little bit. He'll play some multiple different positions for us, and hoping that Elijah can solidify himself as the lead back.
Coach, tell us about that offensive line. Some of those guys, a lot of great playmakers there, as well as the seniors that you have, how important they are to this program.
We only have two seniors on the team, Todrick Duncan and Caleb Tyler. But Todrick is our leader, and when he's ready to go, everybody else gets ready to go, and he just anchors our line, and it's been so great helping out the young kids and getting them to where they need to getting where they need to be.
We're going to take a brief break here on Locker Room Chat. We'll talk more with Riverside head coach Bryce Payton after the break. Back with Riverside head coach Bryce Payton here on the Locker Room Chat, talking about the defense for you guys this year. What improvements have you been seeing during the off season?
You know, with only having just a handful of guys last year and graduating six, I think we ended up with 18 or 19 on the team last year and graduated six. It put a lot of our freshmen from last year and some sophomores into some positions where they had to grow up really fast. And we were making mistakes. We were making mistakes that should have been happening in JV games, in varsity games, and teaching on the fly. But this year it's been totally different. Our defensive side of the ball is way ahead of our offense, and I think that they're flying around, which tells me that they know what they're doing, they're confident in what they're doing, and I expect big things on that side of the football this year.
Awesome. And you have quite a bit of athleticism and experience in the secondary. Tell us about what you like about those guys.
Ryder's our quarterback on the in the secondary, and he's a smart player now being a junior, and he's played positions last couple years and been thrown in, but this year he's ready to go. You mix that with Darion Hernandez, who started for us a little bit last year. He got banged up early, and so he's playing really well. And then you add, you know, one of the most athletic freshmen I've ever coached, and Tyzel Harrington on the other side. So on the back end, you know, I feel really comfortable about what we're doing. Just got to be able to, our front seven's got to be able to get the guys on the ground.
Fantastic. Week one, you guys open up with Jefferson West at home. What are some things that you've seen kind of in that matchup that you like or don't like, or what are some things you're looking forward to?
You know, we haven't played Jeff West in a long time, so we're kind of going into it like most teams are week one, pretty blind. But we're just focused on what we need to do and what we need to work on, and kind of make minor adjustments on the fly during the games and play to our strengths and see what happens.
Fantastic. Looking forward to talking to you all season long, Coach. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck on Friday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That was Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton here on Locker Room Chat. Today's episode has been brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist.